the mic working? No. Yeah. Thank you, Chair, Mr. High Commissioner. 2016 marks yet another sobering year of human suffering, with an estimated 65 million people displaced worldwide as IDPs or refugees. We are in the throes of a global humanitarian crisis, one that demands an urgent response from the international community, as reaffirmed by the New York Declaration on Refugees and Migrants for a comprehensive refugee response framework earlier this fall. We commend the heroic efforts of those states that have quietly given shelter to the great majority of refugees. In particular, we recognize the contributions of Syria's neighbors. We further encourage all states to fulfill their international obligations and to reject the voices preaching fear or xenophobic propaganda. The High Commissioner put it best when he said, "The humanitarian crisis cannot be managed by any one state alone. It calls for a predictable and collaborative response based on international solidarity." Iceland would like to commend the UNHCR for giving voice to the needs and rights of refugees and for the unheralded efforts of staff and partners that offer protection and hope in dangerous environments. The support and leadership of UNHCR and contributing states is crucial in helping to shape a meaningful response and make it more effective. Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, Iceland, for its part, has significantly increased its contribution to address the humanitarian crisis, both financially and through the resettlement of refugees. We are about to welcome in Iceland the second large group of Syrian refugees in 1 year, bringing the overall number of quota refugees to more than 100, which is a tenfold increase from previous years. We also contributed an additional $2 million to UNHCR last year to support their work in the field. Our increased contribution is part of a broader and long-term strategy to support frontline organizations like the UNHCR. Earlier this fall, we expressed our interest in concluding a framework agreement with UNHCR, and that work has now started in earnest. The government of Iceland is pleased to announce that our aim is to finalize a multi-annual agreement for the next 3 years, with fixed annual financial contribution that would be unearmarked to all pillars and subject to annual parliamentary approval of the budget. We plan to conclude this work in the coming weeks and quickly turn our intentions into a firm pledge. My government hopes that our contribution will support the flexibility and predictability that the UNHCR needs to respond adequately to the crisis and fulfill its mandate. This also realizes a commitment we made at the World Humanitarian Summit to provide unearmarked and predictable funding to humanitarian agencies. Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, women and girls make up around 50% of any refugee, internally displaced or stateless population. Those who are unaccompanied, pregnant, heads of households, disabled or elderly are especially vulnerable. It is essential that UNHCR programs address gender issues actively and help combat sexual violence. This includes ensuring safe shelters that offer privacy, fair food distribution systems, and separate sanitation facilities for women and girls. Finally, Mr. Chair, Mr. High Commissioner, Iceland firmly believes that the UNHCR's leadership and operational impact is more necessary than ever to ensure that protection is prioritized and the lives of refugees are improved. We look forward to deepening our cooperation with UNHCR and other humanitarian partners in the years to come. I thank you.